Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Start out with some incredibly sad news waking up to this morning. A gunman opened fire in New Zealand at a mosque today, Friday. Obviously, they're ahead of us in time, and live streamed this attack. It was a 17-minute video on Facebook, and it began with the man driving up to a mosque in the city, I hope I get this right, of Christchurch. After parking his car, the man armed himself with at least one semi-automatic gun, walked into the mosque, and immediately began shooting at people in the doorway. As of now, at least 40 are dead, confirmed, but I've heard all the way up to almost 49 or 50 this morning from different news outlets, and 48 people are injured. This is a witness describing kind of what happened afterwards.
When I thought that probably the shooter has left, then I pushed myself to get inside the mosque, and it was unbelievable. I saw in the main room on the right-hand side about 20-plus people. Some of them were dead. Some of them were screaming, and they were asking me, is there any ambulance on the way? I said, you know, be patient. And I saw on the floor the bullet shells, so many hundreds.
Thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there. I mean, that's just, they're saying that this is a terrorist attack, and I believe it's the deadliest they've ever had in New Zealand.
So sad.
I'm going to give you better news now, but that was just really big stuff all across everywhere. You've been talking a lot about it in the garbage, Alex, and I'm sure you'll be doing it some more. But Lori Loughlin and everybody else involved with this whole college bribe scandal, do you know how it actually kind of all became unraveled?
No, how?
According to reports out this morning, the FBI stumbled upon a massive college bribe scandal when an executive tipped them off. The executive said that the Yale soccer coach offered to sell his daughter a spot at the Ivy League school for about $450,000.
Whoa.
Jeez. So this $500,000 sounds about right, which was going on. That led the FBI to open an investigation into the bribe scandal. The coach, who resigned from Yale in November 2018, has agreed to plead guilty to charges involved with wire fraud. And some other things going on here, too. I feel bad for the kids that unknowingly were part of this. The son of a marketing executive named Jane Buckingham, one of the 40 people that is actually charged in this college admission scandal, has apologized. The kid saying, hey, I'm sorry. Jack Buckingham released a statement saying, quote, I know there are millions of kids out there, wealthy and less fortunate, who bust their ass just to have a shot at college, you know, and go and do their dreams. I'm upset that I was unknowingly involved in a large scheme that helped kids, give kids who may not have worked as hard as others an advantage over those who truly deserve these spots. For that, I am sorry. I know my words don't mean much to those people at this moment, but I am sorry.
I bet you he knew.
See, I wonder if they did or not.
I mean, I would have done the same thing. I would have come out immediately and said, I am so sorry. I had no idea.
So you're admitting you're a liar.
So, I mean, in this situation, I would not take a bit to that.
I mean, just think of how bad it is if it's these kids, though. They're screwed either way. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as much as everybody says, like, oh, it's so easy having money. But, like, what if you're just a normal person and your parents have money, but you're just a normal kid?
Well, if their parents are willing to pay that much money for them to get in college, I guarantee their parents are willing to make sure they're comfortable the rest of their lives as well.
Yeah, but it just sucks. So that kid really, like, was just trying to go to college. It just sucks. Like, wouldn't you rather do something on your own merit, Liv, than, like, your parents being able to do it for you? And, like, you didn't ask them to, but they did it without you knowing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, absolutely. It stinks, but I feel like this is like the least surprising thing in the entire world. Like,
oh, no doubt.
Here's my thing. If you are a bad student and then all of a sudden you get accepted into Stanford or Harvard or wherever, UCLA, don't you think maybe something fishy happened?
Where'd you go to school again? You went to college where?
The University of Louisville. Definitely not Ivy League.
Hey, Alex.
What?
You know how you mentioned before on the Joe and Alex show that Liv's the only one that actually went to college?
Yeah, it was all a fraud.
And it sometimes amazes people to know that. Do you think maybe Liv's parents had something to do with that?
Who knows?
Is there anything at the school named after your parents?
Yes, there is a bathroom.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, now we know. The U.S. Senate yesterday voted 59 to 41 to terminate President Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the border wall. Only reason I bring this up is because I laughed at his response. I think this is on Twitter. Trump heard the news and said on a word... Yeah, it was on Twitter. A one-word tweet in all caps, veto!
Love it.
So we'll see what happens. There's going to have to be a super majority if to avoid the veto between the House and the Senate. They'd have to get 2/3 majority, which would be amazing to see that many people come together over anything. Politicians never agree on anything. And I want to wrap up Need to Know News with this. Only 19% of people in the U.S. say that they would allow their kids or family members to ride in a self-driving car, while 3 out of 4 people said they were too afraid to get in one themselves.
Hmm.
I mean, this is coming. One day it will be here. I mean, automakers are already working
Teslas
on this. Well, that's what I'm saying. But how do you guys feel about this? I trust a car more than I trust myself, because I'll admit it. I sometimes look at my phone. I even text. I try not to. I know it's not a good thing to do. What do you think? Are you going to be one of the people one day that's going to embrace it, or are you going to fight it till the end?
I think it is a little bit freaky.
Well, anything's new, but what's freaky to you, I guess? What are your concerns?
Just the idea of it, like, you know, having, you know, any computer goes through problems or they freeze or whatever. And if it's driving me, that just scares me.
And, like, what if something's coming out of the sky and you have to, like, swerve to avoid it? Like, would it see that?
I bet it would. My car sees when cars are, like, backing up into me or when I'm approaching another car too quickly. My car, like, beeps and stuff. I would 1,000% trust this thing. Also, all the cars and vehicles that are totally run by computers, I mean, it just makes it so easy for, like, a terrorist attack, like a cyber terrorist attack. All they have to do is hack into the whole unit controlling all of our cars, everything, you know, drive us into things, crash us.
You guys
all
realize
kind of
right now, obviously, they're trying to fix it and they're trying to get the patch update in there. But for a majority of airplanes, which we've all been on plenty of times, those are like 90% controlled by computers, like as it's going. Only
yeah.
the pilots.
And most cars have computers in them now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but not the same level of sophistication as an actual airplane would have. I think it's a great thing. Of course, there's going to be problems and hiccups along the way, but so many people are bad drivers and all the distracted stuff you do. I think there'd be less problems with cars being controlled by computers and robots than us doing it.
As long as I can sleep while I am
no,
being
you're supposed
transported,
to...
yeah, I'm down. I'm fine with that.
And that's why there's car accidents. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.